Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's Wildberry? Let's go in-depth with Mara Strickler with the Pella Public Library.
Well, Mara, I am so over emails. So over emails.
I don't blame you.
It's just like,
I'm done with it.
Overwhelmed with emails. But I will say, an email that I got from the Pella Public Library a couple of weeks ago made me joyful.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
It was bright. It was colorful. It contained all kinds of information and tempted me to go down a variety of paths.
Excellent.
Reading books that might not have come to my attention. And it's this new email program that the library has called the Wowbrary. Is that it?
That's right.
Can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. Yeah, so this past year, we, like any all businesses and organizations, had to make a really sharp pivot in how we provided services to the community, how we communicated with the public about our resources, and how we accomplished our overall mission. And so we were looking at what tools we were currently using to communicate to the public and found that we were really lacking in some of our regular updates to the public now that those individuals weren't stopping by the library building on a regular basis. So we were really pleased to launch this Wowbrary newsletter updates in early March. We were finally able to launch it. And what it is a weekly email newsletter, and it also is a posting that goes up on our social media, on our Facebook, and it includes lots of resources about materials that are new to the library, and it includes both hard copy materials and electronic resources. And you also have the option to customize the content that you're receiving so it can be sure to meet your needs and what you're looking for as a reader and as a patron.
It reminded me, too, of one of the things. Well, the first thing I did when I entered the library today was go look at the new books.
Absolutely.
And so you look and see all the new books that are there, because that's the one place where you can see the breadth of what the library has to offer. And this sort of reminded me of it. It gave me a whole bunch of new things to choose from, things that I might not have found myself.
Yes.
And it's almost like having my own... Well, I guess we all have a personal librarian when we come to the library that can make recommendations for us. But it's like here on my phone, I'm looking right at it, a personal librarian suggesting some things that I might like.
Exactly. Yes, that's a very good summary of it. It really is our new bookshelves in electronic format. And it's designed with that customization so that you can get specifically items that you're interested in, or keep it very broad so you're getting a wide array of materials that you might not find on your own. And you can also limit it to large print materials or to materials for younger readers if that's something that that meets your needs. As you said, you know, the staff of the library are here to help. We are your personal librarian when you come into the building. But we wanted to make sure that for those people who maybe aren't coming into the building as much as they had been before the pandemic, or are using our electronic resources more, that they're having the opportunity to stumble across new materials like anyone does when they come into the library building.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Wowbrary with Mara Strickler with the Pella Public Library.
Well, and it offers different magazines. I can click on Newsweek, Can America Seize This Moment, or Prevention, Popular Science, Women's Day, lots. How many magazines?
Oh, I think it's over 200 electronic magazines, and that doesn't even include our hard copy magazines that we still have in the building, which can be checked out. And so as it does include both hard copy materials and electronic resources. In addition to hard copy books, it will include DVDs, and you'll also see updates of non-traditional materials. For example, some folks may not know that the library actually has a collection of art prints and seeds and cake pans, a variety of materials. So anything that is new to the library is going to show up in the Wowbrary newsletter that comes out every Wednesday morning. So it gives you something to look forward to each week to see what's new at the library.
Well, there's so many different options. I mean, it's just like, well, if you're a sci-fi fan, here's Orson Scott Card, his Last Shadow, Other Tales from the Ender Universe. That was really popular when I was young, and I guess he's still kicking.
And he's still going at it, exactly. And that's what's so great about these updates is that you may get an alert on one of your favorite authors that you hadn't been aware was coming out with a new book. And one thing that has been made really clear to us in the past year is that even though people have not been able to visit the library building as much as they had been before, there has been no diminishment in the interest in reading and the need for library resources. And so this has been a really effective way to help communicate what all we have to offer to the community.
Well, I'm going to experiment here. I purposefully didn't do this until I was here to do this with you. But we've got, let's say that you need something for the kids to read, the grandkids, here's something that looks fun. Go to Bed Goat.
Yes.
By Michael Dahl. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a brief description. It's time for bed, but Goat isn't tired. Thankfully, he can get his sillies out during his bedtime routine, leaving him ready for bed in the end. Mm-hmm. Using light text and funny illustrations, this board book from the Hello Genius series showcases the playful side of bedtime. This board book. Okay, but I'm looking at my phone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It says more info. Mm-hmm. I'll click that. And it says, here's an option for me to purchase it.
It has the option of more info to take you to Amazon for more information, but it also has a link directly to our catalog so you can place a hold on it. And one thing that's really neat about the Wowbrary newsletter is that also includes links to some of our most popular online resources, including Hoopla, Bridges, and Canopy. So that way you can start borrowing electronic materials directly through any of those sites as well. So it gives you a variety of different ways to get more information or to be able to access the book in whatever format it is. And one thing I should also mention is that, obviously we have the electronic resources that can be accessed at any time. The library building is open to the public, so folks are invited to come to the library during our operating hours. And we also are still offering our curbside pickup service. So if you find an item that you like on the Wowbrary newsletter, you can place a hold on it. We pull it for you, and then you give us a call when you arrive to the library, and we can even provide that curbside pickup service for you. So we try to make it as easy and streamlined as possible to find something to read and to help nurture that love of reading.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Wowbrary with Mara Strickler with the Pella Public Library.
Okay, here's a book, The Four Agreements, A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. Mm-hmm. A Toltec wisdom book.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's intriguing. So I'm going to press borrow this time.
Perfect. And that should take you to our catalog.
It takes me to the catalog, and it tells me it's been a New York Times bestselling. Mm-hmm. 10 million copies. This is pretty good, then.
It's been incredibly popular, yes. A lot of people have found it very useful.
Okay, and so it says ebook. So I can press read a sample, which I never do. Mm-hmm. I always want the full thing.
You just
want
to go for it.
So right I in. Place a hold. Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean? Oh, Bridges. Mm-hmm. Bridges is a common app. I know Knoxville uses it.
It is, yeah. It's the statewide ebook library. And it's been a great resource for patrons for many years, but especially over the past year through the pandemic and with changing technologies, it's been an absolutely wonderful resource. And yeah, you can go ahead and borrow materials directly through Bridges.
And so the Indianola Public Library will have it too?
More than likely, yeah.
Okay, so it's statewide. Okay, and then you sign in with your library card.
Correct.
You can save that information so you don't have to enter it.
Exactly. So you don't have to enter it every time and just make it as streamlined as possible each time you return through WowBrary.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of people use this. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And just in the past year, we've seen an increase in our Bridges usage of close to 2,000 items. So that shows you that, we increased from 20,000 items borrowed on Bridges last year to over 22,000 so far this year. So that demonstrates the amount of use that Bridges is receiving just here in Pella. And we've also seen a huge increase in the borrowing of our hard copy materials. For example, last year, over 65,000 adult materials had been borrowed, but this year we're over 74,000. So that demonstrates the value of the public library and the use that we're continuing to see. And I think that's part of why WowBrary is so useful, is because it is helping to communicate to our local residents what all we have to offer.
It says I can put a hold on this. Mm-hmm. And so I put a hold on it. I can come and pick it up?
For the ebooks, you'll get an email once it's ready, because with the ebooks, we have limited licenses. And so that's why sometimes you still have to put a hold on an ebook. But if it's a hard copy item, then yeah, we pull it off the shelf for you if it's here in the library, and we send you an email or give you a call once it's ready for pickup. If it happens to be checked out, once it's returned, that hold is triggered. And again, we give you a call or send you an email that it's here waiting for you.
So book junkies like me, mm-hmm. we're probably familiar with something called Goodreads. This is a similar kind of format if people are used to that.
And it is. And in fact, when possible, what the WowBrary newsletter will also include information about Goodreads ratings if that's something that you use to help make a decision about what to read.
Yeah, it's us regular readers making the decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can really follow each other's recommendations.
Yeah. Well, you've got something here, and when I go to the WowBrary page, mm-hmm. it gives me other information about the library, and I didn't know this. You've got online reading tracking tool, Beanstack. What's that?
Yes. So that is a tool that we're actually going to be utilizing a lot for this year's summer library program, which is starting in June. And that is a way for people to be, for youth in particular, to be able to track their reading without using those cumbersome paper logs that we have traditionally used for the summer library program. We'll still have a paper option for folks who want to use that. But now when kiddos read a book and they're participating in the summer library program, they can just enter the title or scan in the ISBN with their phone, and that'll keep track of the books they've read and their participation in the summer library program. And readers can also put in their own reviews, so that can be a way to help you keep track of what you've read and what you liked over the past year.
I have a really hard time keeping track of what I read. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I go through a big nonfiction phase, yes. and I want to read a lot of nonfictions, but then other times I just want just pure sci-fi or just mm-hmm. fiction. Just
something escapist.
Yeah, you know, court cases mm-hmm. Maybe, or spies and stuff like that. And I've found myself you know, reading a book that I read a couple years ago and I forget that I read it. And then I...
We've all been there.
Can it keep track of that?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I've done that myself when I've been looking at a book that's in the, on the library shelves and I'm trying to remember, this sounds maybe a little familiar, but I'm not quite sure. I take that to either to Beanstack or to Goodreads and I double check that, and it's been really useful for me as a reader as well as professionally. So I think it's another great electronic resource that we've been able to add over the past year to help enrich the library experience for our patrons.
Just like any business, any industry, things change rapidly. Mm-hmm. You and your staff work hard to provide these new tools for us. The library is so much more now than just books. When I was a kid, I mean, that was wonderful enough, but now it's like... Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we really consider ourselves in a center for information, not just a repository for books. We love books, but that is not our sole resource that we have to offer. You know, as you said, there's so much more, both of hard copy materials and digitally. And the staff are really happy to work with you to help you find what information is going to meet your needs in whatever the best format is.
Well, I'm giving WoWBrary two thumbs up. Have you gotten any other reactions?
Yeah, it was actually really wonderful. Right after we introduced it, we got some really wonderful emails from patrons just expressing similar sentiments that they were coming across books that they wouldn't have normally, or folks who were returning as library users after some time because they hadn't been visiting the library building, but here they were being made aware of resources that we had to offer and were coming back to the library. And so that was really wonderful to see and hear.
Well, it just made me happy.
Excellent. That's what we're here for.
Thanks to Mara Strickler for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.